With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. State lawmakers will start debating a bill this week that would limit where residents can find a new pet. Scott Franz has more.
The so-called Humane Pet Act would ban the sale of dogs and cats at pet stores. It also adds several new rules for pet breeders. The bill's sponsors want to restrict how often dogs can be bred and ban the use of small cages. The new rules also require that breeders give their animals time to exercise. Supporters of the bill say the state's current rules fail to protect dogs and cats from poor living conditions, but groups representing dog breeders oppose the measure. The American Kennel Club says the new regulations would limit what breeds can be adopted and increase public health risks due to more rescue dogs coming from out of state. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Human-caused climate change contributed to intense drought in the Four Corners. That's according to a new study by researchers at UC Santa Barbara. In 2018, the region experienced a weak snowpack and months of record-breaking hot and dry weather. Researcher Emily Williams is the study's lead author.
Global average temperatures have increased by 1 degree Celsius. In the Southwest, though, temperatures are rising faster than the global average, so you're looking at more at about 2 degrees already.
The effects of that 2 degree difference includes an 80% increase in the potential for evaporation of soil moisture. Researchers say the results could be a bellwether for how climate change will reshape the Southwest. A Colorado state law from 2017 currently prohibits local governments from putting rules and regulations on single-use plastics like straws and grocery bags. In January, legislators introduced a new state bill that would reverse that. Last night, the town of Snowmass Village signed a letter of support for that repeal. The letter says the existing law undermines its ability to make regulations that serves its people. The repeal wouldn't impose any new bans or rules on plastics, but it would allow local governments to do so themselves. If the state bill passes this legislative session, it would likely go into effect in August. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.